This is Adam Kuntz talking about Jonathan Franzen's The Corrections, pages 162 through 164. I picked this passage out to begin with because I recognize this technique that Franzen uses throughout the book, where you will find things very common across time, like the fact that families eat food together. And you'll see this in the Lambert household in St. Jude and in the Lambert household in Chestnut Hill. But the two families will be doing things very much different from each other with the common activity of eating food together. Gary bemoans the fact at the end of my passage that togetherness and filiality and fraternity weren't valued the way they were when he was young. Now, value doesn't mean that we have to lie to ourselves about what the Lambert household in St. Jude looked like. Value doesn't mean that there was togetherness in Alfred and Enid's confused marriage, or that fraternity really existed between Chip and Gary. We don't really have evidence of that. Or that filiality was anything other than obedience to a tyrannical father. I don't think Franzen wants us to think that the past was an amazing time, but I do think that he wants us to see that the problems that the Lambert household and St. Jude faced are fundamentally the same as the ones that Gary and Caroline's household face. Gary grew up with the expectation that you would have a sit-down dinner. Why else would he be insisting on this? But he also has a marriage much different from his mother and father's. He does the cooking. Enid always did the cooking. Caroline has no expectation that she shares with Gary about what family meals will look like, whereas Alfred always left the preparation of meals to Enid and always faithfully sat at the table with her. His mother also always prepared very starchy, pre-prepared, and often strange and disgusting meals. Chip has first-hand knowledge of that, as we learn later in the book. But Gary has an amazing variety of meats that he prepares because his family is certainly much more willing to spend money and has a much greater array of things to eat. Nonetheless, Gary doesn't really feel fulfilled by this after a while. Indeed, he loses the ability to feel anything, to feel any pleasure in the material things and everyday activities that he felt before when he started mixed grilling. And in this, I think we see that, yes, Gary's marriage is quite a bit different. The husband cooks, and so forth. But the same problem of being anhedonic, of feeling no pleasure in anything, and retreating into a constant activity, poundingly recurrent, torments of compulsive repetition, sounds an awful lot like his father's retreat into his work. Also, Gary's having to fulfill the emotional expectations of his wife is something that he has to lie about. He had to muster the will to exclaim that he thought the darkroom was fantastic and he loved it. This sounds different from the icy silence that Alfred greets Enid with when he comes home from his business trip. But in a way, it's not all that different because either way, somebody's emotions are being disappointed. Enid was disappointed with Alfred. She didn't get what she wanted from him, and Caroline gets what she wants from Gary, but he has to lie about it. So maybe values change, but certainly the problems of the families don't change at all.